Turn on, tune in, read more, and discover a world of stories. Sponsored by National Book Tokens. Hello there and welcome to A World of Stories online podcast series. My name is Stephen Butler and I have the very lovely task of guiding you through this brilliant celebration of books. And today we've got some high drama for you because the book we're talking about is Cherub the Recruit by Robert Muchamore. Now, a terrorist doesn't let strangers into her flat because they might be undercover police or intelligence agents, but her children bring their mates home and they run all over the place. The terrorist doesn't know that a kid has bugged every room in her house, cloned the hard drive on her PC, and copied all the numbers in her phone book. The kid works for Cherub. Cherub agents are aged between 10 and 17. They live in the real world, slipping under adult radar and getting information that sends criminals and terrorists to jail. Now, I don't know about you, but that sounds pretty exciting to me, so I think we should have a listen. So here is an excerpt read by Simon Scardifield.
What is Cherub? During World War II, French civilians set up a resistance movement to fight against the German forces occupying their country. Many of their most useful operatives were children and teenagers. Some worked as scouts and messengers. Others befriended homesick German soldiers, gathering information that enabled the resistance to sabotage German military operations. A British spy named Charles Henderson worked among these French children for nearly 3 years. After returning to Britain, he used what he'd learned in France to train 20 British boys for work on undercover operations. The code name for his unit was Cherub. Henderson died in 1946, but the organisation he created has thrived. Cherub now has more than 250 agents, all aged 17 or under. Although there have been many technical advances in intelligence operations since Cherub was founded, the reason for its existence remains the same. Adults never suspect that children are spying on them. Chapter 1. Science. James Choke hated combined science. It should have been test tubes, jets of gas and sparks flying all over the place like he'd imagined when he was still at primary school. What he got was an hour propped on a stool watching Miss Vault write on a blackboard. You had to write everything down even though the photocopier got invented 40 years earlier. It was last lesson but one, raining outside and turning dark. James was sleepy because the lab was hot and he'd been up late playing Grand Theft Auto the night before. Samantha Jennings sat next to him. Teachers thought Samantha was fantastic, always volunteering for stuff, neat uniform, glossed nails. She did all her diagrams with three different coloured pens and covered her exercise books in wrapping paper so they looked extra smart. But when the teachers weren't looking, Samantha was a total cow. James hated her. She was always winding him up about his mum being fat. James' mum is so fat they have to grease the bathtub or she gets stuck in it. Samantha's cronies laughed. Same as always. James' mum was huge. She had to order her clothes out of a special catalogue for fat people. It was a nightmare being seen with her. People pointed, stared. Little kids mimicked the way she walked. James loved his mum, but he tried to find excuses when she wanted to go somewhere with him. I went for a 5-mile jog yesterday, Samantha said. 2 laps around James's mum. James looked up from his exercise book. That's so funny, Samantha. Even funnier than the first 3 times you said it. James was one of the toughest kids in Year 7. Any boy cussing his mum would get a punch. But what could you do when it was a girl? Next lesson, he'd sit as far from Samantha as he could. Your mum is so fat. James was sick of it. He jumped up. His stool tipped over backwards. What is it with you, Samantha? James shouted. The lab went quiet. Every eye turned to the action. What's the matter, James? Samantha grinned. Can't take a joke. Mr. Choke, pick up your seat and get on with your work, Miss Vault shouted. You say one more word, Samantha, I'll... James was never any good at comebacks. Oh, bloody... Samantha giggled. What will you do, James? Go home and cuddle big fat mummy. James wanted to see something other than a stupid grin on Samantha's face. He grabbed Samantha off her stool, bundled her up against the wall, then spun her around to face him. He froze in shock. Blood was running down Samantha's face. Her cheek had a long cut where it had caught on a nail sticking out of the wall. James backed away, scared. Samantha cupped her hands over the blood and started bawling her head off. James Choke, you are in extremely serious trouble, Miss Vault shouted. Everyone in James's class was making some sort of noise. James couldn't face up to what he'd done. No one would believe it was an accident. He made a run for the door. Miss Vault grabbed James's blazer. Where do you think you're going? Get out of my way, James shouted. He gave Miss Vault a shove. She toppled backwards, limbs flipping helplessly in the air like a beetle turned upside down. He slammed the classroom door and ran down the corridor. The school gates were locked, but he escaped over the barrier in the teacher's car park. James stormed away from school, muttering to himself, getting less angry and more scared as it dawned that he was in the deepest trouble of his life.
So there we have it. That was Cherub the Recruit. Now, I hope you enjoyed that reading by Simon Scardyfield, but if it turns out that Cherub is not quite your speed, do not panic, because all you need to do is head over to www.worldbookday.com, where you can listen to all the other podcasts where we recommend a ton of different books, and I know one of them will be perfect for your mood. So have fun exploring all those brilliant stories by all those wonderful writers and illustrators, and I hope you have a very nice time indeed. Did you like what you heard? Visit your local bookshop or library to get the whole story.
JIBBA, JABBA, JABBA.